Miracles Through the Brown Scapular, Stories of the Wonderful Ways Which God Has Shown His Mercy Through the Intercession of Our Lady of Mount Carmel and That Great Sign of Salvation, the Brown Scapular. Chapter 1. Introduction. The Brown Scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel has been a sacramental which God has been pleased to work many miracles through. No doubt, because to wear the brown scapular is to honor God's mother, which he repays with great generosity. The ancient order of the Carmelites, who find their origins from the followers of the prophet Elias on Mount Carmel, received visits from the Blessed Virgin and even held holy conversations with her. The visits of Our Lady to the hermits on Mount Carmel gave the good brothers a great devotion to her, and they were the first to build a church in her honor. These facts are according to the older copy of the Divine Office from the fourth lesson of Matins for July 16th. The faithful called the Order of Mount Carmel the Brothers of the Blessed Virgin Mary of Mount Carmel. When the order was transplanted to Europe around the time of the First Crusades, this title was recognized by popes. Not only did she grace the good hermits with visits during her life, but after her glorious assumption into heaven, has continued to confirm her affection for the order and has hastened to the aid and protection of the order when there has been need. One such occasion happened in England, in the city of Chester, in the year 1317. The Carmelites had erected a monastery in the city and were generally known by their customary name, Brothers of the Blessed Virgin Mary of Mount Carmel. This glorious title, however, offended some of the citizens, who began to murmur against the religious, and to accuse them of presumption in taking a name that they could not be worthy of. A strange thing happened then. Several of the more bitter enemies of the order died suddenly, and most of the others were stricken down by various diseases. The town seemed to be under a scourge from heaven. The governor of the city, the abbot of St. Bamberg, grew alarmed and ordered a public procession to be held in order to appease God's wrath. The Carmelites were requested to assist in the solemn procession. During the procession, as they passed a statue of the Blessed Virgin, which was held in great veneration, they all bowed their heads and saluted the Blessed Virgin, saying, Ave Maria. The statue, in the presence of all the population, bowed its head in return, and elevating the hands and extending the fingers, pointed to the Carmelite friar, saying in a loud voice, These are my brothers. These words were uttered three times in succession. The miracle, as may easily be supposed, caused a great sensation, especially as the dread scourge of sickness disappeared as suddenly as it had come. The whole affair was thoroughly investigated by Rome, and several popes have recognized this occurrence. If she hastened so quickly to protect her brothers from scoffing and mocking, how much more will she help those robed in her garment against the assault of hell? Knowing what we do about the history of the Order of Mount Carmel, it is no strange thing that St. Simon Stock received the great promise of the scapular, that all who wear this shall not suffer eternal fire. Favors from Our Lady are daily visible about us, but by all save a chosen few, they pass by unheeded. We hear from time to time of special acts of protection, of answers to prayers and various blessings. These incidents deepen devotion, increase our confidence and trust in the intercession of our loving Mother Mary, and offer in a small way to the honor of our most dear Queen. The stories in this audiobook have mostly been taken by published periodicals of the Carmelite order in the 1800s, in which they had compiled numerous miracles from various sources, including letters, newspaper articles, books, and the such like. This is only a small selection of the numerous stories of conversions, preservation from danger, restoration of health, and most importantly, the grace of dying a good death that God has been pleased to work through the scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. We hope that these stories will deepen your devotion to the brown scapular, and that you will always wear it with great reverence, kiss it with great tenderness, and give thanks to God for being enrolled in the confraternity of the brown scapular. And if you do not wear the brown scapular, we hope that after listening to these stories, you will rush out to get one and become enrolled. O Virgin of Mount Carmel, thou didst promise Saint Simon Stock that anyone who died wearing thy brown scapular shall not suffer eternal fire. Grant them, we beseech thee, the grace to die wearing it, and protect us at the last moments of our life with the last sacraments. O Mother, pray for me that, when I go before the judgment seat of God, that your merits may be applied to the penalty due to my sins, and that I escape the punishments of purgatory. Amen. Our Lady of Mount Carmel, pray for us.